The original version of the oral chemo bill that passed the Senate on a near unanimous vote this week would require insurance companies to charge the same for chemotherapy, whether it's delivered in a pill or through an IV. Right now, chemo pills taken at home can cost thousands of dollars per month. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Sandy Pasch tried to get Republicans to pass that bill without changes.
For someone to say, you know what, I'm going to do what's right for my constituents. I'm going to do what's right for the people in Wisconsin. I'm going to save some lives tonight.
While Democrats got two GOP lawmakers to join them, Speaker Robin Voss said he and several other Assembly Republicans were troubled with passing an insurance mandate. To placate those concerns, they amended the plan to allow insurance companies to charge copays on chemo pills of up to $100 a month.
So what we have here before us today is an opportunity to pass a bill that will improve the lives of a whole lot of people.
Trump low Democrat Chris Dano bristled at the idea that Republicans were leading the way on this issue, pointing out that just a week ago, Voss and other Republican leaders were prepared to use parliamentary tricks to block this bill for the rest of the year.
Let's not pretend it's about anything other than the fact you were shamed into doing this.
Many lawmakers shared stories of their family's battles with cancer, and Colfax Republican Tom Larson was choked up as he shared his.
I sat in a room and I held my daughter's hand. When she took her last breath, don't tell me that I have to be shamed into signing this bill.
In the end, the Assembly's version of the plan passed on a vote of 75 to 18. The state Senate still needs to approve the changes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.